Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. I'm Ava, and today we're diving into something that's been exploding across the internet lately. AI-generated websites.
Yeah, it feels like every week there's a new platform claiming you can build an entire website in about 30 seconds just by typing a few prompts.
Exactly. Tools like Wix AI, Framer AI, Durable, and a number of other builders promise to generate full websites, automatically layout, images, copy, everything.
And to be fair, that sounds pretty appealing, especially for small businesses that want something quick and inexpensive just to get online.
Right. And in some situations, that actually works. If you need a quick landing page or a temporary site for a project, AI builders can definitely get something live very quickly.
But the interesting part is what happens after that first version of the website is generated, because building a website isn't just about producing pages.
It's about structure, messaging, user experience, SEO, and conversion strategy. And those things require deeper thinking than simply generating a template.
That's where a lot of AI-generated websites start to show their limitations.
One of the biggest problems is that many of these tools rely on pattern-based layouts, meaning thousands of sites start looking structurally similar.
Exactly. The images might be different and the business name changes, but the overall page hierarchy and messaging patterns can look almost identical.
From a search engine perspective, that can create a challenge because search engines are looking for unique value and authority signals.
If thousands of websites are using nearly identical structures and generic content, it becomes harder for those sites to stand out.
Another issue is the messaging itself. AI can generate text quickly, but it doesn't always understand the specific audience or the business's real differentiators.
So you end up seeing the same phrases everywhere, things like high-quality solutions tailored to your needs, or we deliver exceptional results.
Which sounds professional, but doesn't actually say anything meaningful about the company.
And when messaging is generic, conversion rates usually suffer because visitors don't feel a strong reason to choose that business over another.
Then there's the question of conversion architecture. The way a website guides visitors toward taking action.
Exactly. A well-designed site leads users through a journey, answering questions and removing friction before presenting the main call to action.
But when a website is generated automatically, that journey is rarely designed intentionally.
The calls to action might exist, but they're often placed without a real funnel strategy behind them.
Which means visitors might read the page, but they're not necessarily encouraged to move forward.
Another hidden challenge appears when businesses want to expand or customize their site later.
Right. Because the initial AI build may have been easy, but making deeper changes can be difficult if the underlying structure wasn't designed for flexibility.
Businesses eventually want integrations, advanced functionality, or custom design elements.
And that's often when they realize the system they started with isn't as adaptable as they hoped.
Now, it's important to say we're not anti-AI at all.
Not even close. AI tools are incredibly useful when they're used as part of a broader workflow.
In fact, agencies like ours often use AI internally to accelerate development, research, and content workflows.
The difference is that AI works best when it's assisting strategy rather than replacing it.
Exactly. When experienced designers and developers use AI tools, they can produce better work faster.
But when AI becomes the entire process without human planning or oversight, that's when websites tend to feel generic.
And websites today aren't just digital brochures anymore.
They're often the core of a company's marketing system.
They generate leads, build credibility, support advertising campaigns, and sometimes handle full e-commerce operations.
So treating a website like a quick automated product can create long-term problems.
AI-generated websites definitely have their place. They're great for prototypes, early-stage projects, and quick experiments.
But for businesses that rely on their website as a major growth engine, thoughtful design and strategy still matter.
Yep, a lot.
So the rise of AI website builders isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just important to understand what they're good at and where they fall short.
Tools can make building faster, but they can't replace experience, insight, and strategic thinking.
If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to leave us a rating and follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or your favorite listening platform.
And if you want more insights about web design, AI, digital marketing, and online strategy, subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll see you in the next episode.